Yeah. What up, what up, what up? It's Trap and Chencha episode 12. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. We're here with Jodeci, Super Producer Anthony.
Hi, guys.
Black Casper spelled with a B-L-A-C because we're not racist. Our guest host today is DJ Effect, and we have a very special guest.
We do.
With us. This is a special episode. I'm going to tell you why, because this is our last episode in the LMP studios. We're moving locations pretty soon. We'll give you more details on that at a later date. But right now, this will be our last episode currently, and we decided to bring in the big guns in this studio.
In this studio.
Bringing the big guns. I like to call him the Dominican Leo Cohen. Because after I saw the video, interview?
Yes.
After I saw the interview at the Breakfast Club, which was one of the best interviews I saw in my life.
Yo, you want chips and guac?
It was, my man, we're on the show. This is why you're a DJ, not a toast. Yeah, I mean, he's that. So everybody clap it up for KB Paulino. Clap it up, hey. KB, how feel to be here with us, bro?
Que lo que? Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Like I told you guys, this is the first time that I actually do this, that I speak in an interview, in a podcast, and whatever.
Well, that would probably be because KB is usually the face behind the faces that we see, such acts as Moza La Fara. Before, let's not give too much information, but KB is behind a lot of the success of a lot of Dominican artists in the last 10 years, I would say, around there. And so he's not usually on the mic, but after seeing that Lior interview, I realized that the people that are not usually on the mic are the ones that have the most knowledge most of the time. Because most of the time, the artists are just that, just artists. But they don't have the know-how. And that's where KB comes in. So I'm going to get more into that, Joe. How was your weekend?
My weekend was really good.
Okay.
Went out for cousin's birthday.
Usual, showing your boobs on the internet. Usual. Effect.
Like you do.
I don't show my boobs.
Oh, me first?
Yeah, what did you do?
Obviously, I worked. This weekend is my birthday, goddammit. So I just wanted to say that again.
He's turning 45.
I'm turning 30.
Super Producer Anthony had a bad weekend. Let's not talk to him. Black Casper, the voice of the
youth. No, I heard Anthony had a pretty good weekend.
Oof. Yo, you a hot box. You can't give you a mic. Black Casper, how was yours?
My weekend was lit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, Friday I got drunk. No, Friday.
First of all, we don't condone underage drinking. Saturday, thank you.
Nah. Friday, I had 718 Queens. Okay. Saturday, I got drunk.
Okay.
And then,
sorry, we don't condone underage drinking. Thank you.
Okay. So basically, you had a good weekend.
So you had fun. You had fun.
Yeah, I had fun.
They told me that you broke up with your girl. What happened since the last time you've been here?
Yeah.
No.
Only you.
I'll give you more details.
Okay.
The Sanky Punky got.
All right, let's get into about 3 minutes of music, and then we're gonna go right into KB and the history of KB and what KB's doing currently and for the future. All right, Casper, give us some music, bro. Dead ass brands, you look like somebody's uncle, my nigga. Like somebody's uncle, my nigga.
Give me my check. Put some respect on my check. A baby in equity, pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad bitch. We live in lavish.
Yeah, I got like expensive fabrics.
I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He left her all the way. He wanna be.
I walk in and all I hear is, the only thing he sees me, he goes, what are you doing here? I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Mala.
Hey, she's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, ay, like a light, ay, like a light, ay. Slept through the flight, ay, not for the night, ay. 767, man, this shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, pay the right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Niggas think it's sweet, it's on sight, yeah. Nothing nice, yeah. Baggage in my eyes, Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like, yeah. That's what we like, yeah. Lost my respect, you not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that shit wetty like on Sheck. See the shots that I took, wet like on Book, wet like on Lizzie. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm busy. Like where is he? No one seen him, I'm tryna clean him, yeah. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. Woo. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light,
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 yeah. Like a light,
like a light.
Yeah, Pastor Dawson Shelly sending texts, ain't sending kites. Yeah, he say keep that on lock, I say you know this shit is tight. Yeah, it's absolute, yeah, I'm back with boot.
It's lit,
La Ferrari, the Jamba Juice, yeah. We back on the road, they jumping off no parachute, yeah. Shorty in the back, she say she working on the blues, yeah.
Oh,
ain't by the book, yeah. This how it look, yeah. By the check, yeah. Just check the foots, yeah. Pass this to my daughter, I'ma show her what it took, yeah. Baby mama cover Forbes, got these other bitches shook, yeah.
Yes! We back, we back, we back, we back.
We're back.
All right. Thank God, Effect, when it took a break. You don't know how to act. So, yeah. Getting right into it. KB Paulino in the building, JKB Music. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Personal friend of mine. Huge honor. Motivator. On and off the books. I talk to him about life shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I like people to talk about life shit.
That's nice.
And just KB's... Get us started telling us how you got into the music industry and what, you know, your ultimate, not your ultimate goal. Let's start with like your what your goal was coming into the music industry.
So I started in music about, now it's like 20, 21 years ago, believe it or not. Because before I started managing artists, I was actually a DJ. DJ KB.
Makes sense.
So I was DJing. And but before I got to that, I was promoting clubs out here in the Bronx in New York. But I was more of in the street team. That's how I really started. I was putting up posters on Fordham, on 181st, handing out flyers, you know, pure street team. That's how I started working for other promoters that they were doing big events back in the day.
Some of the promoters for the youngins who haven't been.
Well, the one that I started with, nowadays people may not know who he is, but his name was Pesau Production.
Pesau.
He was the one doing like all the big events with like Anthony Santos back in the days.
What clubs are we talking about?
The one, I mean, it's not there no more. Mantra. You heard of Mantra?
Is that in, that's over
by like White Plains?
Okay, in the Bronx.
The train, there, El Oceano.
I mean, so we're talking about, yeah, well, talking about
like,
a lot ago.
Like 20 years ago. And that's in the era that I was with when that whole thing came about. That's where I was involved with them.
Right.
So, you know, I was working with that promoter. That was, like I said, 97. Por ahí. Por eso, obviously. 97. Then I graduated high school in 98. And that's when I went to college. And that's when I started DJing more. In my college, I went upstate New York, SUNY Plattsburgh. It's a predominantly white school. It's not many Latinos or people of color in the school. So I've always been passionate about my culture, about Latino and about Dominican. So I started doing radio in Plattsburgh. I had the first Latino show up there, you know, so that was pretty cool. One of my favorite things about that, I always remember, up there is where the jails are at.
Yeah, yeah.
Clinton.
Yeah. The animales. Oh,
like, that's the jails. So, like, from the jails, like, people used to call me. They used to call Collect.
Oh, because they could hear the station?
They could hear the station.
Yeah.
So they would call Collect to the station and be like, oh, yeah, ponme esta canción. And I would always do that. And, like, they would send me letters. Like, it was, like, real.
Mad Wild Cowboys up in there asking you to play some music.
Yeah, exactly. You know, at that time, I was fucking Fulanito, Guayando and all that, you know, 98, por ahí. So, when I was in college, then what I started doing was I was doing bookings for artists, but it was more for hip hop artists, because that was the market that was there.
Right. So name some of the names.
So like I was doing bookings for like Busta Rhymes, Lil Kim.
And this is in the college community or?
The college community, okay. For the college. I started doing that for the colleges in upstate New York. Then I started doing some of the Dominican bands, you know, bringing them to the colleges where normally they wouldn't go and perform, you know, because the colleges wouldn't know how to get to them. But being that I have promoters, friends back here in New York and I was doing events, I started kind of learning and you know, who the manager were, the bookings were, and learning from there. And that was like again 98 to about 2000 or so. So I just kept doing that, doing the bookings for artists, non-exclusive. It was artists, again, like random artists, like, hey, who you want? I got them. Get my 10%, whatever, you know, deal it was, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Then after that, at about 2006, 07, por ahí más o menos, I started working with my first group that I managed. A lot of people don't know. They were called Dynasty and Padrino.
Oh, you were the manager of Dynasty and Padrino? See, they would record out of my block in 189 and St. Nick and Romeo from UBO.
It's crazy. Imagine that, like a couple days ago, like literally, like
I used to sell Dynasty weed, yeah.
Like 4 or 5 days ago, I passed by 189 and I was reminiscing, like, damn, you know, like
we had a fire studio there.
It was
a nice studio.
So I was managing them. They were signed to A Fuego Records via UBO, which was, you know, at that time also a big label. So I did that.
And I was doing UBO Street Team at that time. So look at that. Look at that.
We were in the same building, just
different times. That's dope. So then?
So from there, my next artist that I worked with was, I don't think it was.
Now wait, let's dive into Dynasty and Padrino, because Dynasty's still kind of out here. I've seen Padrino in events. I'm not sure really what he does. I know he's associated with the music industry.
He's producing as well.
Is that what that is? But why didn't that situation work out that they stayed together and stuff? I think they had a good chemistry and they were doing a lot of, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think with the label broke up.
Yeah.
So once that happened,
they were up in the air.
It was a whole big thing with the label. So, you know, after that happened, it's like everybody just went their ways.
Right.
From the label.
Okay. So then we move into who now?
So after that, I had, if I'm not mistaken, was Black Point.
Black Jonas Point. And this is what, 2011?
This is about, no, probably 10? 08, 09.
Damn, so time flies, bro, because I remember when you got Black Point.
I mean, this was when with Guatagata Peter's Worry.
Yeah, so yeah, we're talking
that
about.
Was, that was 10, the record.
8, 9, yeah, because. Yeah. Damn, time flies, bro, yeah.
So that was, you know, I worked with him and with that record. I mean, that record, you know, ended up being a huge record. I mean, we went worldwide with it, then Pitbull came in, you know, the whole big controversy with Black Point and Sensato, who later on I also worked with.
What was the controversy? Because we didn't figure out whose record it was?
It was always my record, is his record, you know.
Wasn't it Sensato's record though?
I mean, at that time, I was representing Black Point. So of course I'm gonna say it was Black Point.
But it was Sensato.
But I mean, yeah.
It was Sensato.
It was.
Because he was on our float that year performing it. This is before he blew up Sensato. So yeah. So now we're moving along. We were Black Point for a little while, then what happens?
So yeah, Black Point, again we have that record, you know, the very phenomenal.
Then, at this point, are you booming? Has there been a change?
Which, I was learning a lot, and with that specific record is when I started learning of the actual business of the music business.
Right.
And that's when I started to see and learn that music is one thing,
business,
and music business is a totally different thing.
Right.
And that's, you know, when I started learning about publishing, and royalties and splits. And
let's unravel that a little. What experience did you get from that that you can maybe tell to an up-and-coming artist that you learned for the first time there? Because I like to tell people, like, if I could save them time by giving them some influence of something that I went through that maybe they don't have to go through by telling them the answer to the question. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm getting?
Yeah, I mean, you have to educate yourself and do things as early as possible. Like, what I mean by that is, for example, you go in a studio and you do a record. You know, right there, figure out percentages, like, talk about the business.
Before it blows up.
Before everything. Because once things blows up and you never know when it's going to blow up, everybody changes. You know, right now, when you broke, you're like, yeah, let's work. I want to hustle. Yeah. I'm crying. I'm hungry. Yeah. But once you see that them checks coming in and the views and everything else and the little pharma coming in, your whole perception changes. So you want to make sure that you have everything clear on paper before that. Because that's what happened with and it's a similar situation, like what happened now with DJ Khaz and Cello Shock and Thorpe,
right.
with the Scooby-Doo Papa.
Yeah.
It was a very similar situation where Black Prince and Sato took a record from DJ Khaz at that point. The
100%.
Okay, yes, I'm the shit. Remember that song?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
the
yeah.
Shit?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It was that beat that they took it for the Bury. For What They Got to Be Buried. They took that beat.
Yeah. So that was, that's LMFAO, you're saying, right?
No. DJ Khaz.
Oh, Class.
Class.
Oh, with a KLS. So they took that and they had pumps.
They took the beat and they made the What They Got to Be Buried.
Yeah.
But that was the beat from that song. It was like a, from like DC. I forgot where it is. Like that style of song.
Cause I'm the shit. Yeah. That, so like,
that's the beat from that song. And they took it and remixed it.
That's like go-go music. That's right.
Right. So they did that. And again, they did it. The shit blew up. But there was no paperwork between them two or the producer. So what happens?
He got played.
Here comes the producer. We're like, huh? We know nothing about the business legally. We just know we're getting a buzz. We're getting shows. We're like, yo, we're getting shows right now. We're getting money.
Yeah.
Then again, we don't know nothing about the business. Then here comes Mr. 305 Pitbull.
He wants to buy the record.
Takes over everything.
And he takes all the leos.
DJ Class is his boy, so they boom, they take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, now there's paperwork coming in. I'm like, okay, dude, now I have to start getting lawyers. If you see the video, DJ Class is on. It's in the video.
Yeah.
It's a little right here. Him right there, little fat guy over here.
Yeah.
That's him. You know, so. Pitbull comes in, takes care of the situation of all the legals. And it's, you know, again, it's very similar to what happened with the Scooby-Doo Papa. They took the beat, blah, 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 and, you know, hopefully that they worked that out. But
And just like this situation, Pitbull comes and saves the day and handles all the legals. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we gotta organize ourselves, you know, when it comes to the business, the structure.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, honestly, you know what it is? Speaking with Cass, as I know the story, he did that like in his room on a Tuesday afternoon.
Right.
Like, and he wasn't thinking that was going to be anything.
And that's how it is. The same thing with this song. This song, they did it in the studio, arrelajando. It was like, it was BSing. And you know what? People liked it, and we ran with it, and boom.
That's
so
the ones
it's
that
was huge.
Yeah.
And the thing is, most hits, that's how they happen.
100%.
I tell artists, like, yo, you're like, if you examine, like, hits, it's like shit that you go in the studio and you're having fun with. You're like, yo, vamos a esto, boom, boom, boom. It's not shit that you're there like for hours or days
trying to figure out the hit.
Trying to figure out, like, 1 + 1 is, you don't know. It's just, it comes natural.
Right.
And that's what Cass did un día en su cuarto, like you said. Having fun, whatever. He came up with it and boom. Explotó.
Yeah, man.
You never expect it coming.
So now we're moving past Jonah's point. Where are we at now? It's like 2012-ish, 13, where we at?
About 2011, 2012, but I'm learning a little bit more about the business. I'm like, okay, cool. Then I worked with an artist called El Cheek.
El Cheek.
He was Dembow. He had a song called Prendelo.
Okay.
That song.
Okay.
You know, it was a pretty big hit too within the Dominican community.
The Dembow, yeah.
The Dembow, you know, that's when the whole
Toxic Crow and the people.
thing came out with Dembo, like at that same time was when like Alpha started blowing up, Imbala, like they were from the same, you know, kind of era.
Right.
Chimbala, El Alfa,
Chimbala producing
the Chief, you know. So that came about. It was a big record too. You know, and these guys.
That's,
you know,
the video right there?
Yeah, that's official video for Prendelo.
Oh. So that's the kid.
Yeah, that's the kid.
Didn't know.
From Guachupita in VR. Yeah.
So then what happens after this happens?
Let's see. After him, I put a stop. Because what happened with him was, you know, we had that big record. Then he went to Europe and he stood there. He just stood in Europe. He literally just got back to the yard, like literally, like
he loved it over
like
there.
2 months ago, like literally, from like
that's crazy.
Way then.
So he's doing tours of this song still in Europe.
No.
He's just chilling.
He hasn't been doing anything because he went to Europe and then.
Se que se enamoró y se jodió.
Yeah, no, no sé, la verdad. But hopefully, it's actually me. I'm actually gonna hit him up soon just to see how he's doing. We haven't spoken in a minute.
Just
still owes me money, but
this is we're taking a trip down memory lane. this is what happens. Resuelve eso. Entonces, so now we pass El Chic. Where we at? Who's next?
So, from El Chic, yeah, I feel like I'm missing people, but from El Chic, then, like I said, I took a little break. And then after that, that's when I met Mozart, Mozart La Para. Started working with him.
Mozart's booming at the time. He's coming up. He's doing
it. At that time, he had
coming up.
He was just getting off El Sapito, I think it was at that time.
Oh, I remember that song. Oh my god.
He was just getting off that record. And then the thing was that as I'm learning about the business, I'm creating a vision.
And what is this vision? Talk to us about this
vision. Is again, I'm very in my Latino and very in my Dominican culture. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I see other cultures, particularly the Puerto Rican culture, exceeding worldwide with the reggaeton movement.
Right.
So I kind of want to see that happening for artists from DR.
And is that the vision you had for Moza La Parra?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so that's kind of, you know, great talent.
Let's unravel that for a second. What is it you think? Because I always are, because I'm half Puerto Rican, half Dominican. So I have the two evils in me and the two goods. And what do you think it is about the Puerto Ricans that allows them to be more known worldwide and more successful in the genre than the Dominicans thus far?
It's a couple of things, to my opinion. One, they're American.
So they can come here as much as they want.
They can come here and anywhere. That's the first thing. They have unlimited visa.
Yeah.
That's one. Two, again, they're American. So in Puerto Rico, what's the currency?
Dollars.
Dollar is very powerful anywhere you go in the world. If you go to, what's the currency in DR?
Pesos.
It's not powerful anywhere in the world.
No, sadly.
Sadly. Sadly, it's not. So they right there, those are two advantages. The money situation from Puerto Rico, comparing it to DR, is completely different. You know, you go to Puerto Rico and you're spending dollars. And you leave the country and you're spending the dollars. But now you go to DR, it's a whole different ballpark because it's a lot less, the money that you have to do things and to move.
Right.
You know.
And less resources in DR.
In DR, right. Because now they're their own entity.
Right.
You know, Puerto Rico, it's part of the U.S., so it's easier to work with than any other country.
Right.
So, you know, our brothers from Puerto Rico, they understand the business. You know, a lot of times they say, oh, that they don't like each other, this and that. But then at the end of the day, you'll see them on the record together.
Right.
Because they understand themselves.
Do you think that Puerto Ricans are more open to features and stuff like that than the Dominicans?
I think so.
I think so too. My experiences in the studio, I feel like the bodies are a little more on some, why don't you say it like this? And when a Dominican does it to another Dominican, he gets kind of like aceitoso. Like, why are you telling me how to spit? Is that, maybe it's just, you know, my experiences, but.
No, I agree. And it's an unfortunate thing. That's why I still feel there's a lot of education and educating that needs to be done in DR for our artists to excel outside of DR. Because, you know, these are artists that, literally son pobres cuando comienzan. Right. They're very poor right. when they start, like extremely poor. Like I don't even think people imagine how poor these guys are right. when they start.
So when they get something, it's a big
deal. So when they start seeing a couple dollars, they're like, yo, esto, you know.
And they get a little comfort in that zone because in DR, tan parado.
Yeah, they're kings in DR.
DR,
you know, it's like I say, they're a big fish in a little pond.
Right, exactly. So now we're working with Mozart. What's the plan here? What's going on here?
The plan is to go worldwide.
So fast forward, we make it to Rock Nation, right? Or am I jumping too far?
Yeah, I mean, we have before that, you know, we had about five hits on Billboard.
Which are, in case the people forget.
We had Lo Montro Man.
Lo Montro Man.
That got to like number...
That was my favorite one.
Number 12. We had I Wanna Get High.
And when I get high.
That one got up to Billboard too. I forgot what position right now.
So he's booming. You're booming. You're making a lot of paper right now, Kay. Be honest.
Pago Sale also hit Billboard. Then we had two other ones, which reached number one on Billboard as well.
At this point, you have leverage to go to Rock Nation.
So now, you know, I'm more experienced. We're doing things, you know, internationally. Things are happening with him. So when that whole thing with Rock Nation comes about, I was able to go in to them. They didn't call me. You know, it's funny because the way it started, I got married in May 15, 2016. Mm. And I was in Thailand. Me and my wife rented a villa. We had a private pool. Mm. And I'm a Jay-Z fan. I mean, that's like...
We're going to get into that, Kay. Let's talk about your career.
No, but I'm going to get into it. Started working towards that Rock Nation thing. Because I've never spoken about this, so.
Okay. And I'm... Interesting story, man. So we're here. Come on.
One day, we hanging with me and my wife. We're in the pool. We have a private pool overlooking the ocean. I'm listening to Jay-Z. I'm inspired. And I tell my wife, and I look at her, and I tell her, babe, I'm going to meet JC. Not only that, I'm going to do business with him.
Entonces.
This was May 2016. On October 2016, we closed the deal with Jay-Z.
Fire.
That's crazy.
So you manifested it.
I manifested it.
You said you're going to do it, and that's what you did.
And it happened. So after that, what happened was one of my friends, Prieto, when they were talking, and he was like, yo, you never thought about getting Mozart signed to a label? And I was like, nah, man, because, you know, labels, when you go to the labels, they want to restrict you. They want to limit you, you know, this and that. So I was like, we're not interested. You know, when we go to a label, we want to be able to have some leverage to get away from that. And then he was like, yo, Rock Nation Latin, they just opened up a new division, Rock Nation Latin. You should talk to them. I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to, you know. So he was the one that then set me up with Johnny Marines to talk. And then at that time, I also knew Yvette Medina.
No relation.
Because she was the GM there. Because she also worked with Sensato, who I ended up working as well in the Vuelta. So I already knew her. So we met and, you know, I pretty much
hit it off.
You know, we hit it off good. You know, told them what our vision was. They told me what their vision was. And then from there, we kept meeting. We met a couple of times. Met with the team. Met, you know, everybody up there. Then the proposals started coming in. Lawyers coming in. Negotiations, blah, blah, blah. Done deal.
And so now it's October 2016, and Mozart is the first Latin artist, right? On Rock Nation.
Right.
Latino at this point. Romeo... Anthony Romeo Santos is the president, Johnny Marines, right? They all in position.
At that time, Romeo was the CEO. Johnny was the president.
Okay. So, we're there, we're working with Sensato, we're working with Rock Nation. What's the vision now?
The vision is, I'm a person that I believe that in order to succeed, you have to have a team. You can't do it by yourself.
100%.
So I thought that being with Rock Nation, it could be what we call, you know, like the perfect marriage to help us get to where we wanted to.
Entonces.
So that's, you know, we started working. But then unfortunately, I decided to leave the project.
Do you want to discuss why that is?
I decided to leave the project.
Okay. Remember that we had a disclaimer before the show. Let me know what you don't want to talk about.
I know. But, you know, I just don't like
to... The energy wasn't there for you anymore.
Yeah, I just felt it was time for me to move on.
Okay.
And then just, you know, leave them and let them do what they wanted to do and... You know?
And I God
wish,
bless.
I wish him the best. You know, it's my boy. Like, we still talk and,
yeah.
You know, no hard feelings. But again, business is business.
100%. So now it's 2017. Who we working with now?
2017, then I was working right there with Mark B.
Mark B,
from
yes.
DR.
One of our favorites here in the studio.
Yeah. Mark B. So currently, right now, I have Mark B. Bulova.
Who, and for people that don't know, because remember, we have a very vast audience. Talk about Bulova, because Bulova's booming in DR right now. He hasn't made it over here yet, right? He hasn't been in any shows in New York yet.
Well, he came like about a year ago for the first time.
Pa cantar.
Yeah. What was that? But that's the thing. When he came, they really didn't work him. Mm. So he came in and out. You know what I mean? So. So that's actually the song "Open el Sacato, Dale Pipo." That song right now is killing it in the streets here in DR,
yeah,
and in New York.
He's booming over there. He's booming over there.
It's that song. It's a dembo. You know, think about him. He's more of a lyricist,
which you appreciate.
Yeah, and which, you know, I appreciate. You know, he's a real lyricist, and I, you know, I have a lot of plans for that kid. You
that's
know, he's
so-
he listens. And he's definitely talented. And, you know, for me, the thing is that, is, you know, I like to work with people that listen. You know, I don't have all the answers. I don't know it all. But again, I like to work as a team. And if you listen to me and I listen to you, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah. So now we got Bulova. We got Mark, who is American. So he can come here whenever
he wants. We have no issues. He's American.
And then who else we have? We have... Don Miguelo,
yeah.
We're working him now.
Yeah, he's the one, my latest artist that I'm working with now.
So now we're up to the present. What are the present plans for your artist and the label?
I mean, my plan, like I said, is just to take the Dominican urban movement to the world. You know, not just let's be popping in DR, let's be popping in New York, Boston, Philly, you know, and some other parts of the Northeast of the U.S., but let's be popular nationwide. Mm-hmm. Let's be popular in Latin America.
Right.
Let's be popular in other parts of the world that other cultures can embrace our culture.
Right. So, I mean, I was with you last week. We got to see a Latin trap fest done by FLK Music. Shout out to Flack.
Real dope.
Real dope. We appreciate it. I did like 13 hours there waiting for you for like five. But you mentioned to me that you might want to get into the local movement because there's a sound in New York right now that I know is going to get bigger if the right people are involved. And by that, I don't mean the artist. I mean the people behind the music that can make things happen. Is that trap New York Dominican thing. It's a niche crowd, but it's like, yo, there's some kids that have real dope music that I think they're not being pushed as far as they should be, like we were discussing right now. Did you see anybody that you were, you know, because you told me you might want to get into that world too now?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I've been thinking for a while, is to manage someone that's from New York so that I can have access to that person more frequently than, you know, not just that they're in DR, they come here, you know. So that's something that I've been thinking about, and I went to that show, and there was a couple guys there that were pretty good, that, you know, really impressed me. So I'm going to be looking at different guys here from New York.
Is that something in the near future we're talking, or maybe
I think very near future, we're ready pretty much in September. So definitely this year I'm going to be, I mean, right now I have two tours coming up. I have Don Miguelo coming in September, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to have Bulova coming in October, which I haven't announced yet, but now I just did.
Hey,
Bulova's coming in October, guys. So you
ready? I gotta take advantage of the song, man. Yeah. We got that hit right now. That's a different story. That's a different story. But I'm definitely interested in looking at talents from here that are local. Because it's like some of the things that we're missing, and when I speak, I'm speaking directly the Dominican urban movement. Mm-hmm. It's like you mentioned, you need that machine behind. Mm-hmm. You know, in Puerto Rico, you have the big labels. You have Sony, Universal's, you know, Warner, etc., backing up these artists. DR, we don't have that. Mm-hmm. We don't even have Capos. Because that's how in Puerto Rico, you know, they started a lot, you know.
Yeah. 100%. The Bichote niggas.
The Bichote coming in, toma, agarra 100, you know, mete mano. Yeah, and DR, we don't even have that. You know, yeah. We don't even have that. So
what is it going to take?
So it's like, you know, one of the things, like when I did the whole thing with Mozo and Rock Nation, and I'm like, yo, this is a great opportunity, not only for Mozart, but for the genre. Mm-hmm. Because if this works,
they're gonna be looking
what's
for
gonna
more.
Happen? They're gonna be looking for more. Mm-hmm. Not only that, now Sony, Universal, Warner, etc.,
they're
gonna be like, yo, who's the next hot Dominican artist? Mm-hmm. And that's where the big money comes in, and that's where we expand.
Expand to what? Okay.
Expand internationally. For real, for real. Not just doing a party here and there, like that's when we really, but that's what's missing is, you know, that organization and then the real money to come in and open up the floodgates.
Do you have any clue as to how we might get there? What is the missing link between that and international? Is it gonna just take the artists
need to be educated more on the business.
Right.
You know, the artists, they have figured out how to make certain hits to a certain extent to a certain crowd, which mm-hmm. is the Dominican crowd, and then some here and there. They figured that out.
But now they
gotta figure out the business, like really structuring this. Right now, like, God bless him and shout out to El Alfa. He is doing his fucking thing right now.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, I think I was telling you the other day that exactly what he is doing is the shit that I told Mozart 4 years ago.
Because he just keeps on putting out music.
Exactly. Like, but it's just like, I used to tell Mozart, I'm like, yo, and this is before the whole YouTube that people don't know now with Ozuna and Bad Bunny and everybody else getting hundreds of millions of views. 4 or 5 years ago, before that happened, I was telling Mozart, I'm like, yo, we got to put our money in YouTube and advertise there. That's what we got to do. We start doing that. We start limiting the shows in DR. We come to the US, do some shows, then cut it. But then we start working records here and in Latin America. As that's happening, you go to DR and do a big concert in DR. You invite your friends from outside in the country, be successful. Once we do that, we come to the US and we pick up 2-3 theaters. United Palace here in New York, let's say.
Beautiful.
And somewhere else in like Boston, you know, the Dominican areas. So we can have a high percentage of succeeding and do the same thing.
100%.
And right now, like, El Alfa, he's doing exactly that. It's crazy. Did he read my mind or something?
Do you think, the one thing I think what happens to Dominican artists, maybe just because we're in the entertainment community, you know, we were part of the Dominican urban movement, but I think they make themselves very accessible. Like, one thing I tell artists is that they have to be artists. And one thing Leo mentioned in his interview, I always allude back to that because I can see you like Dominican Leo right now, is like, if an artist is in all of Dykeman the whole summer and then all of Queens on, es como se aplota, and then he's too accessible, then how you expect to sell a concert if we've already seen him in una vaina que, you know, you could put 100 people, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and that was something that I had to deal with a lot. Because I have a lot of friends that, you know, they own clubs, they own restaurants, they own all types of different businesses. And they'll be like, yo, can you bring your artist here? And it would be uncomfortable to me because I wouldn't want to do that because of what you're saying.
Then it's like, oh,
it's like,
whatever.
You like know, that. Unfortunately, people are going to be like that. Like, oh, I just saw him hanging out in the street. So one of the things I tell my artists is like, we got to be limited on the appearances, especially in the areas that we are gonna be working in.
Because it creates an allure, right? And if they don't have that, then it's like you can't sell it. And that's why I tell people, you know, the problem with that is that we're so accustomed to the social media game that has taken away, like, I don't care about an artist's personal life. I really don't. I'm here for the music. And I think like a lot of it is that artists that are created today, they feel like they have to give you their personal life. They gotta give you, they gotta let you in too much. And that's cool when you're in California and we're a bunch of Dominicans over here. But if it's like a dude that I must see in Dykeman every day, I start looking at him like, oh, it's a fulano de tal, siempre está ahí, you know what I'm saying?
Lo mismo. You're not gonna pay $20, $30, $40 to go see him at a club now?
No, man. And, yo, and I was just talking about it today, like, so Bad Bunny just had a show in Prudential on the weekend. It was only 6 months ago he was in United Palace, bro. So they got something they're maquinando right over there. That is like you went from United Palace to Prudential and ahorita the
Garden. No. Before that, you went from
Dykeman.
From Dykeman to then going there and to go in there. But
in a matter of a year. Oh, yeah. In a matter of a year.
You know, that's where you see growth. Yeah. And then, you know, unfortunately, our artists are not doing that. Like, I don't want to sound bad, like I'm talking down to any artist.
The
thing is that, like, when you look at certain artists from DR, they've come here the last 5 years doing the exact same clubs.
100%.
Where the fuck is your growth?
Yeah.
100%.
You have because you come and you make 100, maybe 200 grand, and you go back to DR. We're talking about almost 5 to 10 million pesos, which is a lot of money in DR. That's a lot of money in DR.
Club.
But here, like if you know what I'm saying, like that's chump change. Like it's funny, like just a couple of days ago, I was thinking about when I was in college and Eminem came out with the Slim Shady album. This is like 98, 99, por ahí, I think it was.
Yeah.
And there's, I think it's on that album that Dre says that they're making like $60,000 a week. And I'm like, no way, that's impossible.
And now you're
and now it's like, yo, it's more than possible. And it happens very frequent. And I remember back then, I'm like $60,000, like I literally could not imagine that.
I know. But remember, $60,000 probably like $100,000 in 99 though. It's still.
You would think to make that in a week, I'm like, how?
Yeah.
And now it's like,
he's triple plan, I'm doing 60 a week.
Now it's like I've done that myself.
Like
I've done that.
Dude, without Eminem. So like, without Eminem.
And it's crazy to me that like I have so much more to go and grow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like my thing is, like I said, is just having a team around you and everybody that's with you going up together. Everybody eats.
I think a lot of your experience just comes from, again, you know, being educated helps. As far as like educated as we go to school, you know what I'm saying? Like meeting different people, being in an all white. I went to all black college. I went to Rutgers Newark. That was a whole different experience for me. I thought I lived in the hood, so I went to Newark. You know what I'm saying? Like just different cultures and being well rounded allows us. And because at this point we've gone through levels. A lot of these artists, they are poor on Monday and on Friday they're rich. They can't fathom, they can't comprehend. They're well been local. Money's not for everybody. And especially, you know, as Dominicans, we have a small mentality. Even being from Washington Heights, we think Washington Heights is the center of the world, bro. Cannot everything ends and begins with Washington Heights. And when you go out, you figure out that all the people that are popping in that one little hood, I could talk to him to a CEO of one of the liquor brands. I don't know who the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of that, but you've definitely given us some gems.
Hopefully, like there's no growth.
Like
I said, you got guys come here for the last 5 years. If you look at the itinerary from this year and last year and the year before, it's the same exact clubs. Like, it's so predictable. You know, and I think it's like, it's embarrassing. Like, you wish to grow.
And I'm also a little scared for the fact that I feel that Washington Heights, the night scene, the Dykeman night scene, isn't what it was 5 years ago. It's kind of losing it's still the center of the Dominican urban movement, but you have spots in Queens that have their own spots, Brooklyn, so those people that would come from all over Jersey, they're staying local now because they got their own spots over there, so you start dwindling and diminishing. The crowd becomes smaller and smaller.
Everything is, when I was promoting back in the days, and you know I was promoting downtown, five-star events. I was promoting.
You know there's another five-star now?
Huh?
There's another five-star now, by the way. Yeah? I never mentioned that to you. But yeah, keep going.
But when I was promoting back then, Uptown didn't exist yet.
All they
had was like Umbrella and like one more, I think.
Amber Room and Umbrella, and then Serie 56.
Right.
And then what DRK Lounge, right? And maybe
they had about three or four.
Yeah, and they weren't like the spot to be at.
Right.
Except for like
it was like, you know, yeah. So people were going downtown, I remember. But you're going downtown and you're spending money. You were spending for a Hennessy or Goose bottle, 400 plus tip. 100%. It wound up being 525.
Claro.
People were paying it, you know, certain people. But then uptown started opening clubs and then you're like, you're getting bottles for 100, 150, you're like, espérate.
It diminishes the value.
Espérate. Déjame quedarme acá arriba. What about the one down there? Here, mine 4 or 5. The cab is cheaper. Estoy tranquilo. I can go dress however I want. So,
yeah, that's what happened, dude.
That's what happened.
That's what happened. That killed my job. I was a doorman at so many spots, and now I was like, just let everybody in. I'm like, fine. Pretty soon, there goes my money, you know? I guess it's the culture, too, as far as, like, the younger generation, they don't feel like they gotta dress up like that. That's just fashion to them, you know what I'm saying? But that's a whole different topic. Different. Thanks for all the gems for the day. I mean, we're about to get into our normal setup. Anything you wanna like? Any information you wanna give to any up and coming artists that might wanna holla at you that thinks they have a shot to be on KB's portfolio of history making? Like anything you look for specifically?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a person that I just got a vibe with you, vibe. Yeah. Your vibe.
And he's very approachable, people. Don't think like, because I call him the Dominican Lior, that you can't talk to him. Like, he's very approachable.
I'm very approachable, yeah. And believe it or not, I'm actually a shy person.
I could see that. I mean, I guess that would actually, be, but...
I'm actually a shy person. Like, that's what, like you don't see me, like, and you tell me,
yeah.
Like, yo, what's up? Come on, I'm like... Yeah. You don't see me at certain events. Like, I'm just like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm to myself or anything or like conceited or anything. It's just, I'm just focused on what I gotta do. That's what it is.
On yourself.
Yeah.
You know, they go like.
Like, I wanted to leave, I'm gonna be honest, because I was tired. I was there for 5 hours. And KB was like, oh, but this nigga's kind of nice. And I love some of his. So, like, I get it. You're focused in, like, you're really here for a purpose. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But I think K is very approachable and. If you come up to him and you show him what you do, he's at least going to give you the time of day. And he going to keep it real. Like, I'll let you know if I could do something or not. But
yeah, I mean, a lot of times, like, I'll tell people, like, I don't want to be an a-hole or anything, an asshole, but I don't have the time or I do. And like I said, like, I'll tell you straight up. I'm not going to look the while they see, oh, yeah, I got you when I know I don't got you. That I'm not going to do.
You're not going to sell dreams.
No, I'm not. That I'm not going to do, you know.
That.
Like, there's times that I take, like, I go to sleep very late. Like, I go to sleep at anywhere from 5 to 7 a.m. Because I also do Forex. I was just
Yeah, you did. So day trading, night trading, all types of
night trading. I do all of that. So I'm going to sleep late. And when I'm doing that, a lot of times I'm listening to new music.
Yeah.
Because, like, I get so many emails from people that I don't know. And I just be like, you know what? Let me listen. Because you never know. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of talent out there. So, you know, we just got to put it together. And they really just gotta understand that this is a business, and there needs to be growth, there needs to be structure. If not, they're gonna just stay doing the same thing, or it's gonna get to a point that they're out. You're no longer relevant.
I think, and I've been saying this for a long time. Somebody in your position, with your connections and your network and your ability to speak. There's a lot. Well, another thing, because Bodies are American, they could speak English. 90% of them. There's a lot of Dominicans who are in positions and who know what they're talking about, but they speak like Dominicans, so only another Dominican will understand them. Like,
let me, in reference to that, when I went to Rock Nation, OG1, you know,
of course.
He tells me, and I quote, "You're the first motherfucker that comes here that knows what the fuck he's talking about." End
OG1.
Quote.
OG1.
He tells me that. End quote.
And if
that.
And if you don't know who that is,
I mean, if you know who that is,
then you're out of the game. But let's just say that the bill in Playroom, $100,000 that Jay spent, was for OG Juan's birthday.
That was Juan's bill.
That was Juan's bill. You know what I'm saying? So
he told me that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it takes people that are educated, that are more Americanized, to get, because the corporates will never understand our culture, man. They need the bridge between that gap. They're never going to understand what it is to be Dominican. Just like I might never understand what it is to be African American. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have our culture, we have our thing, and they want the person that they could trust and communicate to them what it is that we do. And just, I trust KB 100%, whatever you say. Mosa la para, whatever. No me entiende, you know what I'm saying? So I think at this point, the next step, looking into record labels, how are we going to do that? Because I mean, what else is there? Because if you wait on somebody else to do it, vamos decir, they might never figure it out because they're still stuck on just being big in DR. So it might take a KB Paulino to say, you know what? I'm going to do a joint venture. I'm going to have a little distribution deal.
Stay tuned.
Maybe that's the future. But I've been telling K for years, like, I think that's K's lane already. Porque imagínate, if you got Leo that did 300 and was the president of Def Jam and all that, these are people that came along the same roads. You know, Leo started as the road manager to Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? These people came out. So you, if you listen to everybody's story, bro, it's like it's kind of similar. You know what I'm saying? Puffy, get intern, get street team. Similar stories. I did street team. Like, there comes a point where it's like, only thing left is to be like, you know what? The ball's in my court. I'm going to do this. We're gonna figure this out, you know? So, and again, thanks for being with us, man.
This is like one
of our most informative.
Thank you for having me.
We speak to artists all the time, but like I said, guys, not the artists are just that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they just don't know other than how to be in the studio. And we need somebody to educate and let them know that it's way more than just making a record.
Like I told one of my artists, I'm like, your talent is, you have two talents, getting on that stage and performing for people and getting in that booth and recording. My talent is at the negotiating table, making deals happen for you.
100%. And that's needed. That's 100% needed, or that's not going to go any further than what it is. Any other music that you really into, K, that's not Dominican based, that maybe...
Believe it or not, I don't listen to music.
Wow.
That's just crazy, right?
Just the artist that is just...
Not new. Even. You go on my phone...
So how do you determine who you like?
You go on my phone, I have no music on my phone. This weekend, I was on a road trip, and I needed music, and I had no music on my phone.
How do you then stay tuned with what you think is going to be the next flow, the next wave, if you're not up on what's coming out there? Your instincts? I got it.
Like, I can't, like, it's crazy. Like I'm an old school guy. Like, I'm into my Jay-Z, into my Nas, I'm into my Wu-Tang. Like, that's what I'm listening to. When I listen to music,
yeah, they make fun of me all the time.
When I'm listening to in the English, I'm listening to my Jay, Nas, Wu Tang. When I'm listening to Latin, I'm listening to Willie Colo and Hector Lavoe. That's what I'm listening to.
Johnny Pacheco on the phone.
That's what I'm listening to. You know, I'm not listening to anything else. So like, I don't on my phone. I don't have, you know, I don't have any of these streaming services. I don't have none of that.
So would you say that then your talent lies in the negotiation, like just selling water to
creating.
The well?
Create,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. that was a subliminal. But is that the talent, or is it that you could recognize the hit even without listening to music? Like,
it's just I just like to create. Like I said, I'll feel something, and then I'll just start. My mind just starts like literally seeing things.
So, you're
sir. Look up, sir.
No, not sir. I was gonna say so.
Oh, I thought you said. So, I thought you called me sir. I'm like
no,
sir.
No.
Don't let the grade confuse you.
No.
Don't let the grade confuse you.
So your direction is mostly on vibes.
Right.
Lo que tú sientes.
Like what I feel, you know, and then. You know, I'm a very, like, I observe a lot. Like, yo estoy mirando mucho. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. Yo miro. Like, I don't like to talk a lot because everybody has opinions. So, it don't matter. What I say, what you say, no importa. Everybody has opinions. I don't like to talk a lot because of that.
I was
like,
told that the visionary is always quiet.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's really? Why.
The wisest man in the room is the most quiet.
Yo me quedo callado. And I'm just observing, looking at everybody, hearing, listening what's happening.
And most of the artists are always quiet. You go into a room, everybody's setting up, and the artist is quiet.
So I just, you know, I like when I'm with the artist and I'll be like, all right, this record, what can we do? Let's do this. You know, a lot of times the artists, se desesperan. You know, they want to put a record out. There's no plan behind it. Like, let's just put it out and let's see what happens. No.
No.
Like,
you gotta work the record.
You gotta have a plan. You have to have, you know, media partners involved.
Blueprint.
You gotta know what you're doing. You gotta have goals. You just mm-hmm. can't be like, vamos a soltar eso, nos pegaron en la calle, y ya. Nah, especially nowadays, you know, we live in an era, unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because that's what it is, and it's all about numbers. I mean, it's always been about numbers. Before it was about, you know, how much you sold, but now it's how many views you got or how many streams. But, and that's just the reality.
And that could
whether
be bought,
you like
right?
it, whether you like it or not.
That could be bought, essentially.
It can be bought, but you're doing a disservice to yourself and your audience.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you could be like, yo, my video got 100 million views, but if you bought all those views,
the song is
¿quién
trash.
Te cree? and then you can't even fill up a club, you know what I mean? But at least if, you know, there's a difference though, because you can buy fake views, but then you can also advertise, which is no different when you see a commercial on TV, but you're doing it on YouTube. It's no different. But now if you see, you know, the ad, then that's real. I mean, you bought that.
Right.
But it's a real view.
You paid with your eyes. You paid with your eyes.
You're seeing it. It's not like, you know, you just bought fake views and all of a sudden you have a million views. Like that, but you can't do that.
Just,
but at the end of the day, you're only fooling yourself.
Well, I mean, we delve into a lot, okay? So, I mean, now we just talk current events. If I know you're a busy man. If you want, you can stay with us talking about what it is that's going on in the world of music today. But we really appreciate here at Trap Attention LMP. As a representative of LMP, you've always been a great partner to us. We've always worked hand-in-hand with your artists. Good luck with Mark, with Belova. Can't wait to see him come over here, and Don Miguelo. And specifically Mark, because I love Mark's energy. I think Mark could be a really world-renowned
tremendous
artist.
Tremendous, talented, that's unappreciated by the Dominican community. That's what I leave it at. That's what I leave it at. Because the thing is that, you know, us Dominicans, what we like is la chelcha. We like the bulano, what we call curalno. That's what we like. That's what we like. You know what I mean? And then you
but then how does it the Ozunas and the Boris get and the Dominicans
get together?
No, I'm saying that the Dominicans, they like Ozunas. And I would compare him to like an Ozuna.
Yeah, but he's out of... Even though he is Dominican, he's on the other side. He's on the other side of the mirror.
You would say that he's on the Puerto Rican side?
No. He's just on the other side. Like, literally, he's on the other side. You know, like, when you're the Dominicans, we're right here, and we look at our artists, and you got somebody like, you know, Mark B, let's say, or like LR, you know, these are guys, Shadow Blow, who, you know, these guys have talent. You know what I'm saying? These guys can sing. They ponen una nota. Like, they have, you know, if you listen to their lyrics, they're on point. But, you know, a lot of Dominicans, they don't like that. They just want to have, you know, listen to stuff to laugh at. You know, they want to laugh to get in curado. They don't care about having something.
So then maybe the plan should be then to take somebody like Mark somewhere else first, right?
That's my idea. But, yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I got you. Hey.
Or even from here, like I feel he needs to be in Miami.
Yeah, because Mark is a tremendous talent. That's why I say
he's
a tremendous talent.
You know, he's one of the best. Like, he could be such amazing. You know, he has, as far as like a voice goes, as far as stage presence goes, like you can put him on a stage and compare him to a major artist.
Yeah, he definitely
stage,
has confidence. Yes,
but a Dominican will see like, ah, no, que ya batido, que eso,
se parece Bori.
Like, I would tell, you know, some of my past artists, I would have a talk to them, and I'll be like, all right, we've done X and X things, right? So can your music compete against a Balvin, against a Daddy Yankee, against a... I'm like, no, we can't. So we have a lot to go.
Do you keep it 100 with them like that when you speak to them?
100%. And I tell them, like, you need people like me. I'm not going to be, you know, telling you what you want to hear. I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm not going to be an asshole about it and be like, it's me. I know everything. No, I don't know nothing. I don't know. I'm still learning as we go. And I have 20 years in this business. And I'm just starting now. 20 years later, I'm just starting.
To get it.
20 years later.
Yeah, he told me he's big with the weddings too.
Yeah,
he's the weddings.
That's what he does. So, like, no, I would tell my artists, like, you know, do you think you really can compete against those guys? And I'm like, yo, I don't think you can. So we have a lot to work still. We still don't have, you know, videos with 100 million views. We still don't have gold platinum records. We still don't have awards.
But do you,
from international. So it's like, yo, we have so much to do still.
But do you think maybe just the genre of music, like maybe Dembow is just, it's Dominican.
Not necessarily, because again, what I mentioned earlier, he's doing his thing, El Alfa. He's doing his thing.
Because he teamed up with the Boris, just keep it.
But And he teamed up with the Baldies and the Dominicans. Here we go. Us, we all got thrown on bone. A la Baldi. No, nigga, he's doing the business. That's what he's doing. And the results are there.
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely
a booming. Year later, 2 years later, from when he started doing that, the people were calling him a lambong. Now the results are there. Talk to me now. And he's doing his thing.
And the boys want to do things with him.
And now they want to come do things with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, that's what it's about. He did it. Like, yo, I'm so happy for him because that's a move for the movement. Because now again, it's about opening doors. You know, in Puerto Rico, 20 years ago, Daddy Yankee, Don Omar, Tego, Wisin Yandel, they made the road for all these guys that exist now. For Jay Alvarez, for Farruko, for Bad Bunny. They paved the way already.
Yeah.
In DR, we haven't done that yet.
I agree.
We're starting to... Aquí machete, like, you know, a cortar la grama ahora. Estamos comenzando.
Cortando la caña.
Cortando la caña. Estamos comenzando. But in Puerto Rico, they did that 20 years ago already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, again, I always tell you that I think that maybe just take somebody to have the financial backing to make the decisions to just tell people what time it is. You get, if you're following me, is that?
Yes, but no, because believe me, I've sat with artists where I'll be like, yo, I believe in you and I'm willing to put a tremendous amount of money behind you.
And still?
And they'll still be like, oh. So it's like.
On you.
I'm not talking about 20, 30, 100.
No, we're talking about paper.
Money that is going to put you where you need to be. Like, if you put in the work. That's like, it's like, yo, like I told you, you got to have the talent, but then you got to have the money, and then you have to know how to put it all together.
Yeah, because the person that puts up the money is like they made fun of Leo for that. They said because Leo would spend somebody else's money, but maybe that guy that gave him the money didn't know how to use it. That person's just as important. The money is important, but the person knowing how to use the money is just as important.
You gotta know.
You know what I'm saying? So
you have to know how to put it all together. How to take that talent, take that money, now come up with, you know, with what you're gonna
with
do
a
with
strategy
it,
and
so you don't waste it.
It's also about the work. That's true. A lot of these artists se levantan a las 3 de la tarde.
But that's something where Mark is the opposite. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
that guy's amazing, bro.
Mark really is about like being in the studio.
Like, he don't care. Like, dude, the last tour we did, for example, we had a show here in New York. The show finished at about 4-ish. And that was, he came, that was on a Saturday. He got here from DR Saturday at noon. No, at 2 p.m. he got to Newark. He flew into Newark. At 3:30, he was at a video shoot. 3:30 to 11:30 at night, he was at a video shoot. At 12:30, he was at his hotel room to just go freshen up. By 1:30, he was doing his first show of the night. By 3:30, he was doing his second show of the night. He finished that, and they drove 4 to 5 hours to D.C., Washington, D.C., right after the show, to be there by 11 a.m. to do a festival at 12:30 that day.
Oh, no, not
he's
anymore.
He's hungry. He's hungry.
No. Demon.
But again, that's because he's American.
You got to respect that. He got the education.
I kind of tell you that being American affects because you're dealing with people that come from poverty and a lack of education.
Education.
He's from Washington Heights. He's American. You know?
Like, we have the talent now. We just got to get educated because we have the talent in VR. We have the talent here. I mean, here I can't speak much about because I haven't really worked with artists from here. Even though my first group, you know, Dynasty and Padrino were from here. You know, with them I had a pretty good experience, but I was, at that time, I was totally clueless.
Yeah.
I just knew how to hustle. I had a relationship with DJs, you know, so I knew how to hustle, El Joseo. But again, I didn't know the business at that point.
Yeah.
How important is networking?
It's extremely important because that's how you build, and that's how you build your contacts, you build ideas, you build your resources. You know, again, you can't do this by yourself.
I like how earlier you said I could give you my phone with all my contacts and
right.
everything.
Like, before we started the interview, I was talking about that. I'm like, yo, I can give somebody. I'm like, yo, here, go ahead, mi teléfono. It has, mira, here's my password. And you wouldn't even know what to do with it. It's the truth. But you know, that just takes time, you know, it takes time and patience and losing a lot.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
No, 100%.
You gotta lose a lot. It's yeah. like
uno tiene que perder para ganar.
You know, the best experiences come from losses.
100%. Yeah. And again, that's why I say that new artists lack that, because they just go from not having nothing to winning, and they say, we've been local. But
yeah.
if you give me 100,000 and I lose it, the next time I get 150, I'm gonna know what to do with it, because I already lost 100. You know what I'm saying? Pero si yo tenía Skippies on and now I got $1 million.
Well, when you look at, you know, a lot of the great managers and executives in music, like you said, they all started, the majority of them, at the bottom.
Yeah, man. That's what that is. They paid their dues.
You know?
Cogieron su pela. So when they got to where they gotta go, no se volvieron loco. Because they're like, yo, I'm not fucking this up, because it took a lot to get
and,
here.
You know, like I always say, like I'm a very spiritual person, and I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in God, and I always say God gives and God takes.
100%.
And when He takes faster, much faster than when He gives you. So just be thankful,
humble.
Be grateful, and be humble. Because today you up there, tomorrow you don't exist. Don't exist, especially in this music.
Damn, Kay, I think we're good on that note. I mean,
this was awesome.
Yes, it was so good, so informative.
I was just like,
it's so informative. That's what I want this show to be. I want the show to be informative. I want this show to be a representation of our genre. But not just, we have artists up here all day long promoting their music, but hey, the people listening, this is what it takes to take it to the next level. And that's what we're trying to all go, each of us, the next level. With that said, man,
like I said, I'm still learning.
You still learn? Okay.
I'm still learning.
As human beings, we learn every day. We have to accept
that. And that's the thing that keeps me motivated and my drive going. It's like, I'm literally learning every day still. I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you so much.
We had a lot. Let's go right into the topic of the day is the VMAs of the night. Okay, you don't listen to much music, you said. But our homegirl, Cardi B, has the most nominations. I think she is a great representation of the culture, bro. And I think the reason she's winning so much is because she's so real. It's the same Cardi B.
Natural.
She's like Eminem in 8 Mile. She's already telling you everything you're going to use against her. Ella ya te lo dice. My ass is fake. I did it in a house in Queens for $800. You know what I'm saying? Like, que tú le vas a decir? So we're gunning for Cardi, but the chisme of the week is that Nicki Minaj is number 2 on the charts behind Travis Scott. Nicki Minaj has been on a rant these past couple of months taking subliminals at Cardi, and she says she doesn't want to be compared to Cardi because she should not be compared to anybody that doesn't write her own music. Who Cardi B, Cardi B has already stated that she has a ghostwriter and all that.
Your face looks like my face when he's talking about sports.
No, I think he's annoyed at the
of
shot.
Course.
That comment when, you know, I mean, Nicki, I mean, she's a, I mean, superstar.
But it doesn't, you know, it's not very superstar-ish
for her to say, when you don't, somebody doesn't write for you.
It's hating.
You know, and again, it reminds me of VR. They have that mentality. It's like, you don't write your own songs?
No, they're not.
Bro.
And the thing with that is that, like, we don't care if Cardi B's the best rapper in the world. She ain't out here to be that. She's a hustler. She's in the music game. She has 3 number ones on the Billboard charts this year, which is more than any other female rapper in history. That should be celebrated. So we're looking for her to win Artist of the Year or something like that. Again, Nicki came in number 2 to Travis Scott, and she claims that's because the Jenners were out tweeting to buy Travis Scott his album. And also, she also claims that record labels put a lot of money behind the artists to get them to number 1. To which Cardi responded, like, if that was the case, everybody would be a number 1. Because she claims like Atlantic, the machine of Atlantic, put a shitload of money behind Cardi for her to get to where she's at. And I just feel that people are so drawn to Cardi because she's just so real. Like, you can't hate on her. Like, all you could do is celebrate her because it's like, she is who she is. And I think, you know, where I like Nicki's album, we have a segment on this called Lit or Shit. You can play a little bit of Nicki music. Or we could do it from the YouTube, whatever. But we have a segment called Lit or Shit. I liked it. You listened to this album, Jody?
I did.
It was a little all over the place for me. So I'm not gonna say it wasn't lit.
It was all over the place, but I just felt like she didn't let her music speak for itself.
She was already talking shit.
She was just talking. First, she had beef with DJ, what's the guy from Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, Love and Hip Hop. Safari?
No, not Safari.
Ooh.
The DJ. It was the DJ.
Self?
Yeah, she was like, she had
she
beef.
Was A&M?
Yeah, and then.
Yeah, like she's looking just, real desperate.
I feel like she's just. Bro, she's looking tacky right now.
Yeah, it's like, like you said, if you're a superstar at the level she is, Nicki Minaj might be the greatest female rapper ever. She has the capabilities of being that. If you listen to her music, her flow, her thing, if she really does write 90% of that shit, then she really can be the greatest female rapper of all time.
And
but her tackiness is fucking up.
Safari even said, he's like, I've never said I wrote for you, so stop it.
But he did, though. He said that? He did write for her.
No.
The thing is, it's kind of hard to share the throne, you know? She's been the queen for so long. And now comes Cardi.
Play some.
I can't hear it in Espacio. She's looking like
certain way. She's looking like the Wicked Witch right now.
That's because that's the shit, Kay. When you're the underdog, we as human beings like the underdog story. Nobody's waiting for Cardi B to out-rap Nicki Minaj. Whatever Cardi B has done has been above and beyond where she should be. 3 years ago, Cardi B was here shooting videos, shaking her ass with Messia and Farruko. That was her thing. That was 2-3 years
literally
ago.
Right there.
Yeah, literally right there. A year before that, she's in Sue's down the block shaking her ass. Do me entiendes? So whatever she does now is only winning. So when she comes at her, it just looks like somebody that's bitter and you look like the old person that's mad.
It pretty much looks like when Lil' Kim was throwing shots at her.
Yeah, like, you know? So, I mean, the album, I liked it, but I thought it was a little over the place, and I think that's because she's unsure of herself.
She's insecure.
She became very commercial, which a lot of her original fans were like, yo, she's sold out. She's super commercial now. So she wanted to give something for everybody, and I think that you end up not giving nothing to nobody when you try to do too much. If you have a theme with an album, I think you should stick with that theme. She had some hip-hop, some song for the Barbie Z100 fans, and then it was like all over the place. I like the album, but
she did a song with Foxy Brown that caught me like off guard because she's speaking Spanish in it.
Oh, she does that a lot. She really raps for us. She also had the song Barbie Dreams where she mentions a lot of people's name. Can we play that song, a little bit of it? The Barbie, which was on the Biggie beat, that she's shitting on a lot of people, and then she takes it back and says, oh, I was just joking. How you gonna shit on me on a record and then the next day be like, I was just playing? Like, that's the inconsistency where she looks like she's being corny right now. The reason Trump won the presidency, KB, because he was consistent. He was a consistent asshole. People like consistency. So play that, put that up. Yeah, people like consistency. If I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole all day, you know what you're gonna get out of me. But if one day I'm an asshole, one day I'm cool, you don't like that. That's inconsistent. You don't know what to get from me. So if you make fun of me on a record and then say I'm just joking.
R.I.P. to B.I.G. Classic shit.
I'm this record
for a nigga to get some babies. A handful of Weezy, sprinkle of Dave East. Man, I ain't got no type like Jimmy and Sway Lee's. But if he can't fuck 3 times a night, peace. I tried to fuck 50 for a powerful hour. But all that nigga wanna do is talk power for hours. We beat the pussy up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you moving at yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I heard she think I'm trying to get a coochie to Quavo. They always wanna beat it up.
She was just joking on everything. Buddy, damn, I don't understand.
Maybe I should let them auto tune up the pussy. All these bow wow challenge niggas lying and shit. Many Fetty Wap niggas say I am my shit. Drake worth 100 million, yo, he's buying me shit. But I don't know if the pussy red though, if he crying and shit. Meek still be in my DMs, I be having to duck him.
I used to pray for times like this.
Face ass when I fuck him. Man, Uzi is my baby, he ain't taking the L. But he took it literally when I said go to hell. Used to fuck with Young Thug, I ain't addressing this shit. Caught him in my dressing room,
still
I used to get this nigga with a list of testers and shit. How you want the pussy can't say your S's and shit.
The chorus is corny, the hook is corny. Alright, so that was that. The album I think was lit, but
what
it was also I don't know how I feel about Nicki right now. And I think that's the same reason Drake doesn't do interviews. It's because Drake also comes off like a Nicki, if that makes any sense. So it's better he just doesn't say anything. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like a little fugazi, let me not talk. With that said, Kanye put out a song called Ecstasy where he said he wants to bone his four in-laws. He says some people, yeah, you didn't hear this? So put the Kanye Ecstasy song. Do you have it? You don't have it? He says a line where it's like, how many, you know, of your in-laws do you want to bone? I got four. Let's listen to the song. He says he wants to bone. And this is, again, Kanye going the same road as Nicki. They're not being led by the right people. And these are the type of things. If he was, and I don't want to get too racial. If he was dating a black woman, he wouldn't be allowed to say that he wants to bone his wife's sisters. You know what I'm saying? So let's hear the track. I mean, I'm not mad at him. We all want to bone her sisters too. Oh, we don't have it right here. We can play it on YouTube. We can play it on YouTube. Yo, Black Casper, you're a DJ. You don't have this song? All right. So basically what happens is that he says he wants to bone his in-laws. That's what he basically says flat out.
But he has a song with Future. It's called Trophy. And then he's mentioning all of them before. So it's not the first time.
So this is my point. If he was going out with a black woman, you think he wouldn't be...
They'll probably do it too.
Do it there. They're like...
I don't know.
They'll probably do it. Like, oh, come on, let's do it. It'll be a great episode.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't...
Exactly.
He doesn't have...
Another $1 billion in the account.
Just
look at that picture and listen to that. I mean, they will probably do it.
I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law, you a smash, I got four of them. Damn, those is your sisters. You did something unholy to them pictures. Damn, you need to be locked up. Nah, we need a bigger hot tub. Now let me see your bag. Time to get the bag. We don't throw stones, we throw stacks. That's why they going mad max. If you don't say your name, then I won't ask. She got a smartphone, but a dumb ass. I thought of all of this, don't ask.
That was in the law for the theater.
You got sick thoughts, I got more of them. You remember bad bitches that you smashed? I recorded them. She said fuck weed, cause she love X. If she succeed, that's a success. If a girl come, that's a fuck fest. And we gon' score 100 on this drug test. Now let me see your bag. It's time to get the bag. We don't throw stones, we throw stacks. That's why they going mad.
Who's the baddest? Now that we're looking at it, who's the baddest one? I think
you got a smartphone, but a dumb ass.
Right now,
I thought I
owned it. Oh, that's Kendall. Who knows? I think Kim is the movie that got up here now. But Kendall is the movie.
I'ma go for the $1 billion baby, Kylie.
I agree.
Oh, Courtney is the perra. Oh, verdad. Y esa la perra. Porque mira, lengua.
You got sick dogs, I got more of them.
Okay, so. Yeah, that's that. Is the song lit or is it shit?
I honestly like it.
Do you like this song, KB?
A-C.
It reminds, okay. Like, his voice is actually Kanye's voice.
So
he's not, like, he doesn't have his.
No, I like the song.
He's crazy. Doesn't have...
And last but not least of today's show, we're going to discuss Daddy Yankee put out a song with Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson put out a song with Daddy Yankee. The video is so awesome. I don't know why they didn't put this record out in the beginning of the summer. It is a classic Janet Jackson summer record. I want us to watch this video. We can't watch it. He has to download it too.
You got sick thoughts.
Yeah, like if we get it looking at nine, that's a couple of
dollars.
You got a sister-in-law.
You
were
smashed.
Hola, yo. So look, it's in the Heights. It's in the Heights.
Sisters, you did something unholy to them pictures. Damn.
The bridge right there was for Washington. And they're gonna go into the tunnel right now, 190 and Broadway. They're going right now.
Time to get the bag.
I'm gonna put it.
We don't throw stones, we throw stacks. That's why they going mad.
I love Janet, bro. I'm such a Janet fan. Look, right now they're going to the tunnel.
Got a taxi. I'm coming.
Classic Janet record. See the light. I love this record.
Now that you mentioned Daddy Yankee and this, and what you were talking about earlier about artists, I'm gonna show you an artist that I'm working with that I haven't announced.
You gonna announce it right now?
Yeah, once I finish this.
Okay. What do you like? Right? This is a summer record. And this is a I love this record, bro. It's like Janet Jackson.
But remember, you said a summer record. A summer is in New York now. But guess what? In September, October, November, December,
yeah, it's still hot over there.
Summer is in, all over the world. For example, in Ecuador, summer's in January.
Yeah, yeah. So who's to say, right?
So who's to say that in other parts of the world?
Because you shot the video in New York, KB.
It's a New York thing.
It's a New York thing, okay? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Go on, you.
Sucks for us New Yorkers.
You like the record, Kay? I think it's a great record. Bro. You not feeling it, Joe?
I like it.
Watch the drops. The video is a dope video, right? That Brazilian funk, right? Put this out earlier in the season, even though Kay says it's summer in Ecuador. I live in New York City, and the video shot in New York City, and I think it's
somewhere in the world is summer, all year long.
I get it, but I would have liked to hear this in May on a boat.
That video, you know, is beautiful,
and the video is fire.
The video is beautiful.
Let me tell you about another artist.
Okay, tell us, you can look her
Hold
up.
On. Yeah, because it's funny that you mentioned it. I knew about this about 3-4 weeks ago. That this was happening before they announced it, because I'm working with an artist. And so she's a brand new artist.
What's her name?
She's actually Puerto Rican, but here from New York. Her name is Kim Vieira.
Can we look that up? K Vieira?
Put Kim Vieira Como.
Chinese too?
C O Como.
Oh, Como.
No, Kim Vieira. Oh, maybe that can come out
Kim
like
Como,
that.
Kim Como, try that.
Yeah, try that. Okay, yeah, so it's the first video.
That's her.
With Daddy Yankee.
Download that, Kim Vieira. So we're working this record right now, Kay?
Yeah, so this I haven't announced publicly. I'm helping them out. I'm consulting them.
Oh, she's beautiful. Can you introduce her? Like, how old is she?
I mean, she's on the, she's more, she's pop.
That's fine. How old
she's
is she?
She's pop. So, I mean, this video is, it's awesome. I mean,
it's
a great quality. This is her first single. And it's crazy to have it with Daddy Yankee, your first single as an
artist.
Are
we downloading that?
That's pretty crazy. I mean, I don't. That's pretty impressive, I would
¿Cuánto
say.
¿Cuánto año tiene esa tipa? Like, is she too young for me? Talk to me.
Estoy enamorado.
Háblame claro.
She's Puerto Rican from New York.
So I come back. That's my specialty.
So.
That's
her? Yeah.
Baby, you got me excited.
Hey.
Striking me down like you can, just like lightning. I love when our lips are fighting. Do it all over again, love so blinding. Don't wanna go nowhere. Wanna be on you as long as you're here. It's such an honest paradise.
Okay,
that nigga, bro.
Yo, he's you know what it is, like, Puerto Rican artists, they're not afraid to just right. work with everybody.
They feel it, they do it, that's it.
Yeah, los dominicanos son demasiado
$1 to get him on the record. Davis, somebody, wow. somebody showed him the record, he loved it, he's like, sure, I'll jump on it.
Wow.
A brand new artist, this is her first single as an artist, and look who she has. Republic.
There you go. Okay, we answered that question. We answered that question.
That was what I was alluding to.
We answered that question, all right.
So, you know, I mean, so let me tell you one story, too. One of the reasons I'm like, yo, let this opportunity go, because you never know. A couple years ago, like, probably like after, around the Black Point time, probably around there, I had one of my boys, Un Julio, he approaches me, because at that time, I had a good relationship with
Z100. That was racist.
No, Black Point, Black Jonas Point.
No, when he said Julio.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it was a Jewish friend of mine, but I'm gonna explain to you. Then he'll be like, oh, okay. He approaches me because at that time I had relationships with like Z100. I was doing a couple things with them. Like I had the Black Point record on Z100. I'm fucking crazy. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he approaches me about an artist that he's starting to work with. They're gonna work her. They're gonna put some money behind her. And he tells me the name.
What was the name? So we could feel stupid.
Hold on. Yeah. And I'm like, nah, I don't, you know. I didn't even listen to the music. I didn't see the artist. Just told me the name. I'm like, no. I thought it was from a certain genre. I'm like, that's not what I do. Like, I do Latin. So I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that.
Becky G.
Guess who the female artist was?
Nati.
Cardi B.
Lady Gaga.
Oye.
You really dropped the ball there, Kay.
Yo, oye, mira. I have a rope in my trunk. Pa' que te guinde.
Pa' que lo sepa.
But did you the dudes that were behind her and say, like, there was something there, bro?
No, just...
Es que la vaina,
I was with my Black Point. You know, at that time, she still wasn't Lady Gaga.
Es que ese tiempo Lady Gaga era un pajarito feo, un pajarito raro.
I heard the name. I'm like, I didn't even hear the music. Yeah, I'm like, ah, no.
Just from the people that were behind her, you would assume that she's going to
But that was after.
That was after, though.
Like, I'm talking about where
he's talking about before all that. Like,
did you not even hear the record? Because she could always sing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, once
she could always sing, bro.
Yeah, pero que la vaina era una pajarita. Esa tigre era una pajarita rara.
So again, lesson learned. See, I saw it. You learn more from the failures, right?
Well, it's not a failure because I think every record exec in the world has a story.
Oh, of course.
15 of those
people passed.
I could imagine the people who passed up on Kanye and passed up on Jay-Z. They were like, oh, Jay-Z lip too big.
So
nice, right? That's crazy. Lady Gaga.
You know what? Funny you say that. That's why,
a good story to tell.
That's why people that come here, not for nothing, we support them. We want them to grow, but it's because I believe in them. And you never know. There's dudes that get bigger and they become very come mierda. And there's dudes that when they see them, they salute them because they remember. Like I interviewed when nobody wanted to interview you. Like we're in the, let's say we're outside of a concert and just Telemundo's just worried about the biggest artist, Don Omar. Yeah. The guy opening up, like a Maluma, when he was horrible,
yeah.
With Alex Sensation concert, I'm like, I want to go interview the kid.
Yo, shout out to Maluma, man. Yeah.
Yes, it was in the La Marina. We were watching Babas.
La Farina.
So it's things like that where it's like, you never know the kids that's going to come
Best
up.
Best concert
man.
Ever.
You know who's like that too? And I wish like that whole like Lito Carino and all them dudes. I show them so much love every time I see them. Because
I think they're crazy, though.
Yeah, they dope. Crazy. And I know if they had the person to guide them. And I get
you. Those guys are real dope.
They dope, bro. They
don't maldito flow.
Yeah, so it's like, that's when they always see niggas. They be like, well, yo, Simon, I know how it would feel. Like, I was once trying to be an artist. And just the feeling of, like, everybody else in the room, they're worried about that guy. And you in the corner, like.
Yeah, it's discouraging.
Funny you mentioned that, because I've mentioned that to artists. Which I've seen that happen with Dominican artists. I'm not gonna say who I used to manage, that I got a major label deal to.
We're not gonna talk about one.
We're not gonna talk about this. Yo, you got you. Do you have a gunshot sound effect in there somewhere?
But there was one time that I took that artist.
No, yeah, you missed
to a huge national TV show.
Uh-huh.
And no one knew him, and he was just standing there like this, like literally like this, like. And everybody's passing by him. There's other people, and they go like, "Oh my God!" And he's just there like. So he was like out of his zone, and that makes them uncomfortable. It's not even about being humble. It makes them uncomfortable, so they don't want to be there. They want to go back where they're
the king.
Where people are like asking for the pictures or for whatever, you know, and that's the problem that we have.
I've always known, I don't think it's just DR. I think it's creatives in general. Creatives are very insecure, so the fact that we're very insecure, we want the spotlight.
Oh, we. We.
I consider myself a creative, goddammit.
DJ Fat, we let him rock because it's his birthday Friday, whatever.
Thank you.
Speaking on that, Dominicans specifically, bro, I'm telling you, they're okay with being stars amongst 10 people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? The Bad Bunnies of the world, when he started booming, gave me the interview, bro. He didn't have to give
that.
It to me. He didn't have to give it to me.
I remember that.
But I like this kid's float up. I'm like, yo, you that dude right now. Like, shit, like, y'all could say so many dudes, Puerto Rican, they go like that. Just off of shit, said, like, when Nicky Jam was coming back up, I got him to tell his story about how he was a heroin addict and all that shit. Que casi la lágrima se le sale and all that.
Yeah.
In front, in the room, the press room at Madison Square Garden. And so, I'm glad that you're here because you're a legend, bro. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Huh. Like,
yeah, it's true.
He's, you know what I'm saying? Humble because, Elo
Very
Dino,
humble.
Like, I had to take a cab 200 feet away or 200 miles away from the venue so y'all wouldn't see me come out of a cab because I had no money. And I get them to say those stories, my nigga, because I reach them at a level like that other people are not worried about.
Yeah, it's
they're
true.
Worried about
there was a point, a lot of these people, there was a point that they hit such rock bottom that they were doing shows for, peseta, like literally coins.
He was in Colombia in a fail, and I was like, yo, I'm glad you're back, bro, because I always thought Nicky Jam was in
a didn't he marry like a Colombian chick?
Of course, J Balvin's his best friend. Like, that nigga's, he blew
up. Fue ella que lo agarró y le dio un par de trompas. Bueno, mira, parce.
Con eso dicho, Jody, do you have any last words? Because we delved so deep, and we had such a mega episode with KB Paulino. That
this
was
like, a great episode.
That's like an hour and a half of it.
Sorry I couldn't be here. I wish.
Oh my
you're
God.
You're now
bye. Anyways.
No, because I like listening to KB's stories. KB's a legend out here. There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of knowledge that's in this salt and pepper. Understand? If you got salt and pepper hair, you got money.
Who is?
You never seen a person with salt and pepper hair and broke.
Who is Mark's two DJs? You and who else?
Me and Zoom.
Okay, who is the better? Who is the better DJ, K? Effect is Zoom.
and Anthony too. I forgot.
Yo.
No, we asked this question.
When I was a manager at Unching, Anthony came and did the show.
We asked this question. He gave us an answer.
Oh, Mark did give you an answer. And
Mark did give us an answer.
What was the answer?
Zoom.
No. it was actually Anthony.
It was you?
Yeah, because he was the only one who wasn't stuck
get more
on
hype.
Instagram.
Yeah, because this is the problem.
I had to look. Zoom was always on Instagram. Yeah, I had to look. Zoom was on Instagram.
I didn't say none of that.
I swear to God, he said it. I had to look. Zoom was always on Instagram, but Anthony was the one who was paying attention. Yeah. And I like almost started like 3 fights, but it's all right.
Bueno. Well, I think you've learned your lesson.
Bueno, with that said.
Kind of.
Thank you, everybody.
My birthday's on Friday.
Oh, my with that Jesus. Said. Going
you're
tired
so
cocky. Trap and Chair Chat.
It's confidence, damn it.
Trap and Chair Chat, episode 12.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you, KB, for giving us
having
gems.
Thank you.
It was super dope. Black cast. We got to hear about your girl. I guess another day. Or you want to tell us?
Oh, let's do it. Say it right now.
We're going to save it for another day.
No, say it right now. Because it's going to be a while till we move over to the next studio. Say it now.
Tell her you're sorry. Tell her you want to
talk. Sorry, que diablo. No, que sorry, que sorry.
Nosotros no decimos eso.
Anyway, with that said, bye, guys.
Wait, are you going to tell the story or not?
No, it's the rap.
No. But let him tell the story.
He lost it to a sunky punky.
And I do still want to hear about your escapade.
Oh, mine? I ended up being related to him.
All right, Jodeci goes first, and then I go.
She said already she was related to the dude.
I was related to the dude that slipped.
And your story? real quick before we leave?
Go.
Females don't listen, man. Females don't listen.
But what the fuck is that?
You're gonna be alone your whole life then, my brother.
What the fuck is that?
What that said?
This nigga.
I want. Hold up. This is a serious moment. This is our last episode in this studio, LMP Studios, which we have shared about 6 years. A lot of memorable music videos from 50 Cent to motherfucking Farruko. We seen a Yandel, que, Alexi Fido, estaban aquí, like. A lot of memo shit has been done in the studio. We had, oh my God, I almost cried because tempo. I am such a Tego.
Tempo. Giovanni Polanco, Banda Real, we are here, right? No?
All types of shit.
Prodigio.
We have left our staple in the Latin music community, but more things to come, you know what I'm saying?
Better things.
Better, more and better. Stay tuned, and it was only right that the Dominican Leo Cohen, like I now call him, KB Polino, was in the last episode of Trappin' Chit Chat in this building because, again, we got artists here all the time that pump their music, but not many can give us the gems and the information and the history and the stories that you got. And that is the most interesting thing to me, is how to get from point A to point B. Not necessarily how point B is popping, but how we got to point B from point A. So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Jodeci, to all the people that started with us. Cinco, I miss you. I hope you're okay.
Shana!
I hope your wife lets you
bring back the
house.
Whiteboard.
Oh, you stole the whiteboard. If you want, you can bring it back. If not, keep it as a memento.
Jodeci looked at me like, huh?
I was like, huh?
Other producer brands when he wants to be. And so the super producer.
No, he's doing something for me over there.
The super producer, DJ Anthony. Es un placer y mucho gusto, mi gente. Cosas que pasan en la vida real. Ya. You already know.
So did she fuck some other nigga?
Negative. La mato.